from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 6, Chapter 15, Text 16. The chapter entitled Narada and Angira Instruct King Chitraketu. Text 16. Please repeat after me. Tasmat Yubam Gramma Pasur Mama Mudha Dhyā Prabhu Andhe Tamashi Magnasya Gena Deepa Udiryatam Tasmad Yuvam Gramma Pasu Mama Mudha Dhyā Prabhu Andhe Tamashi Magnasya Gena Deepa Udiryatam Tasmad Yuvam Gramma Pasu Mama Mudha Dhyā Prabhu Andhe Tamashi Magnasya Gena Deepa Udiryatam Tasmad Yuvam Gramma Pasur Mama Mudha Dhyā Prabhu Andhe Tamashi Magnasya Gena Deepa Udiryatam Please. Tasmad Yuvam Gramma Pasur Mama Mudha Dhyā Prabhu Andhe Tamashi Magnasya Gena Deepa Udiryatam Tasmajubam Gramma Pasur Mama Mudha Dhyā Prabhu Andhe Tamashi Magnasya Gena Deepa Udiryatam Mataji Tasmajubam Gramma Pasur Mama Mudha Dhyā Prabhu Andhe Tamashi Magnasya Gena Deepa Udiryatam
Word meaning Tasmat Therefore Yuvam Both of you Gramma Pasu Of an animal Like a hawk, pig or dog, mama, me, mudha dhiya, who am very foolish due to having no spiritual knowledge. Prabhu, O my two lords, andhe in blind, tamashi, darkness, Magnasya of one who is absorbed. Gyanadipa, the torchlight of knowledge. Udiryatam, let it be ignited. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada. Srila Prabhupada ki translation. Because you are great personalities, you can give me real knowledge. I am as foolish as a village animal, like a pig or dog, because I am merged in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, please ignite the torch of knowledge to save me. Purport. This is the way to receive knowledge. One must submit oneself at the lotus feet of great personalities who can actually deliver transcendental knowledge. It is therefore said, Tashmad Gurung Prapaddeto Jiggashuhu Srayottamam. One who is inquisitive to understand the highest goal and benefit of human, a benefit of life, must approach a bona fide spiritual master and surrender unto him. Only one who is actually eager to receive knowledge, to eradicate the darkness of ignorance, is eligible to approach a guru or spiritual master. The guru should not be approached for material benefits. One should not approach a guru just to cure some disease or receive some miraculous benefit. This is not the way to approach the guru. Tad vijnanartham, one should approach the guru to understand the transcendental science of spiritual life. Unfortunately, in this age of Kali, there are many bogus gurus who display magic to their disciples, and many foolish disciples want to see such magic for material benefits. These disciples are not interested in pursuing spiritual life to save themselves from the darkness of ignorance. It is said, Om Ajnana Timira Andhasya Genanjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militanjena Tasmai Sri Gurave Namaha. I was born in the darkest ignorance, and my spiritual master opened my eyes with the torch of knowledge. I offer my respectful obeisances unto him. This gives the definition of the guru. Everyone is in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, everyone needs to be enlightened with transcendental knowledge. One who enlightens his disciples and saves him from rotting in the darkness of ignorance in this material world is a true guru. Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Sharupa Damodara Swaminiti Namine Namasad Bhaktamane Manipurudbhaya Cha Prabhu Padala Shadvani Pracharo Niratayate Namom Vishnupadaya Krishna Prasthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swaminiti Namine Namaste Sarasvati Devi Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschatta Dashatarine. So this is the life story of King Chitraketu, who was in his previous birth, he was Vritrasura. When Parikshit Maharaj wondered how a demon like Vritrasura can show the symptom of pure devotee, so then Sukadeva Goswami, he started to narrate the previous life story of Vritrasura, who was actually King Chitraketu. So as you have already heard, that King Chitraketu, in the beginning of his life, as usual, he was too much attached to materialistic way of life. He married 1 crore wives and wanted to have a son to inherit his property. But due to the will of providence, he could not have any son in the beginning. So at that time, sage Angira approached him, and Angira realized that King Chitraketu is not ready for pure knowledge. He is not ready for devotional service, and he is not ready for receiving pure knowledge. So that's why Angira did not give him pure spiritual knowledge or devotion. So that means that until and unless the candidate is matured, until and unless the candidate receives, reaches to a certain level, if he is not fit to receive knowledge, if he is not fit to receive devotional service, the guru will not give it, or Krishna will not send such guru to give him knowledge or devotion. The candidate must be matured enough to receive that, you know, seed of devotion, or receive that transcendental knowledge. So Rishi says, Angira, understanding King Chitraketu's mind, he asked him, what do you want? King Chitraketu frankly told that I want to have a son. So then says Angira, with his own power, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explained that actually that son was expansion of says Angira. So Angira, says Angira, he gave benediction so that King Chitraketu could have a son, and finally Chitraketu had a son from his first wife Kritoduti. So other wives, they became very jealous by seeing the good luck of Kritoduti, so they poisoned him and they killed him. So then King Chitraketu, he was mentally very much disturbed. He started to cry, rolling on the ground. So this was the right time for receiving knowledge and devotion. Understanding his situation, actually when people suffer, when we feel some pain in this material world, this is a good time to receive higher knowledge or devotion to the Lord. Not for all, even in suffering, those who are very much polluted, even in suffering, they may not be, you know, ready to receive higher knowledge. But in some cases, in general, especially in case of Chitraketu, because he lost his son and he was feeling so much unhappiness, says Angira took the opportunity, and along with Narada Muni, he again appeared before King, and he started to instruct the King. This was the right time because he was mentally prepared then. He understood that everything is temporary. So this realization, you know, practical realization is very, very important. We are reading books, we have some theoretical understanding, but practical realization is, you know, completely, it is the real thing. Prabhupada said, philosophy is very nice, but practical application and realization of that philosophy is more important. So when King Chitraketu was mentally ready, his heart was ready to receive higher knowledge, Narada Muni and Angira, they took the opportunity. This is the business of devotees. They always take the opportunity. So they started to instruct him, and Chitraketu was also ready. So today's sloka shows how Chitraketu was ready. Mentally he was prepared. Because you are great personalities, you can give me real knowledge. I am as foolish as a village animal, like a pig or dog. He compared himself with village animal, not with forest animal. Because sometimes we think we are more or less cultured people. We are not like forest animal. But even in village, animals are more or less controlled. But still, animals are animals. Apparently looks like that we are social animal. We are more or less controlled. But the inner nature remains. We have seen even in devotional life, after so long practice, the mental situation remains like animal sometimes. It happens. In many cases we have seen. sometimes in practical cases also, we see that we get surprised, how it happened, how this devotee, you know, did like this. So that is because mentally the mind remains immatured. So externally we may be very cultured, but mentally, you know, not all of us, but you know, some of us, you know, mentally we remain immatured like animal. So King Chitraketu frankly admitted that I am like a village animal. Prabhupada gave the example of cow. Cow, you know, when they go to market, and if somebody is frying jalebi, you know, jalebi on sweet produced in Bengal. So sometimes the cow enters into market. In India it is possible, you know, the cow can enter into market. And sometimes they see though some, you know, somebody is making jalebis, and he will just by force, he will try to, you know, swallow one or two pieces. And the shopkeeper comes with some stick and beats. So human being may not do like this, like cow. If they are hungry, if they like jalebi, they will try to purchase. But mentally the desire is same, you know. Everybody wants to enjoy. So that King Chitraketu, realizing his position, he frankly accepted that I am like a village pig or village dog, and I am merged in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, please ignite the torch of knowledge to save me. Torch of knowledge. Prabhupada quoted the prayer, Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Gyananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Unmilitan Jena Tashmai Sri Guru Venama. I was born in the darkness of ignorance. So practically speaking, by birth we are in ignorance. Children are sent to school because they are ignorant. And even after going to school we get material knowledge, spiritually we remain ignorant. After becoming devotee also our mind gets diverted because our knowledge is not matured, our knowledge is not complete. That we have to recognize. We have to recognize our drawbacks. We have to recognize our faults, weakness. We are chanting, but mind is disturbed. We are reading Srila Prabhupada's books, but mind is disturbed. So that means this is the proof. This is the proof that we are in ignorance. As long as we are in ignorance, so there is no scope or a scope of becoming proud that I have studied Srila Prabhupada, so many Srila Prabhupada's books. I have chanted last many years. There is no scope of being proud. Whenever we can check our own mind, then we realize that we are like village dog or, you know, village animal. Mind remains immature. So what is the solution? The solution is, Prabhupada has given, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given the easiest solution. But we may get surprised that easiest solution is also not working. Easiest solution is chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. It is said in the scripture that even if you chant one time, Namnu hi javati shakti, eko nirharane hare, tabat kurtum na shaknati, patakum patakinara. That if, even if you chant Hare Krishna only for one time, it will eradicate so much sin that a sinner, a criminal cannot commit that much sin in his life. So we may think, we have chanted so many times, so many rounds. Of course, Prabhupada said that we should chant offenselessly. But in some purport, Prabhupada said, if you are chanting constantly, sometimes you will commit offense, sometimes you will chant without offense. It is not that whole life we are chanting with offense. Generally, you may commit so many offenses, but there will be few minutes in our life. Suppose you are chanting for last 30 years or 20 years. So there will be few minutes in our life when you will get chance to chant offenselessly. It is not that 20 years you are chanting only with offense. Some moment, fortunate moment may come in our life that we are chanting without offense. So, namnohi jabati shakti papa nirharane hare. Simply by chanting once, you can eradicate unlimited reaction of sinful activities. Just like with a single matches, you know, if you can burn unlimited money. You can have so much money that it is filled, this type of room, this type of hall can be filled with money. But with one matchstick, with a little spark of fire, you can burn all the amount of money. So sinful reactions are like this. With little amount of chanting even once, we can burn our sinful reactions of millions of lifetimes. And you cannot commit that much sin again. You cannot commit. So we may get so much encouraged. Oh yes, it is fact. Shastra, scripture is not telling lie. It is fact. Simply by chanting once, unlimited sinful reactions are eradicated. Then why our mind is again disturbed? Why you are not receiving pure devotion? The answer is that I can burn unlimited money, but I can earn again. I can burn so many sinful reactions, but I can earn again. I can again commit some sinful actions. And sinful reactions are burned, but devotion and sinful reactions are not same thing. Sinful reactions are burned means the field is ready. But devotional service is like seed. I can prepare the field before planting a seed. So when I chant nicely, then my field is ready. But it is without seed. So the seed has to be planted and seed has to be nurtured, what is called nursed. It has to be served with water. So seed has to be taken care of. So, even though by chanting we become free from sinful reactions, but we commit new sins again. That's why in Chaitanya Charitamrita there is also opposite statement. Bahu janma kare jodi shravana kirtan tobutana pai krishna pade premadhan. Even if you are chanting for many lifetimes, still you may not achieve love of Godhead. So in one side it is encouragement that if you chant once, your unlimited sinful reactions will be eradicated. But that doesn't promise devotion. That promises only that your sinful reactions will be eradicated. But devotion is another thing. It is a seed coming from higher authorities. It is a seed coming from Guru. It is a seed which can be nourished with the blessings of authorities, with the blessings of pure devotees. So that portion may take millions of lifetimes. Until and unless we receive the blessings of pure devotees, our chanting will be useless. It is not useless because the sinful reactions are eradicated. But as far as devotion to Lord Krishna is concerned, it may take long time. Until and unless we satisfy both Guru and Krishna. So when with our sincerity, we can please our Guru and Krishna, for different person it may take different, duration of time. For somebody it may take short time, for somebody it may take longer time. But the medicine is only one. Prabhupada, he suggested that we don't change medicine. If you go to a weak doctor, if you go to a quack, he can change medicine. He can change medicine. If you go and take some medicine after 1 week, he will tell, oh sorry, this medicine will not work. So he can change the medicine. So there is a joke that we don't change the medicine, we change doctor. But in case of Prabhupada, he is not such a doctor. He will never change medicine. Even if we feel that our chanting is not working, chanting is the medicine. Under all circumstances, chanting is the only medicine. If we are successful or failed, in both cases, chanting is the medicine. So now World Holy Name Week is going on. So I am supposed to speak something on chanting Holy Name. I have brought some poems to say something on Holy Name. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu has given us a very great wealth, that is chanting of the Holy Name. Even though we are most hopeless, but still this Holy Name can rescue. Lord Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Api Chedashi Papibhu Sarvibhu Papakrittama. Even though we may be most sinful, super criminal, what is called? I mean, super most sinful. Even if we reach to the last limit of sinful life, but still, by taking shelter of this holy name, we can cross over this ocean of ignorance. We can get our mind controlled with the blessings of holy name. We can be free from pride with the blessings of holy name. We can become tolerant. We can increase our tolerance with the blessings of holy name. The holy name can root out our all lower desires, materialistic, animalistic desires. The holy name can root out. The holy name can destroy our bad habits. And holy name can purify our heart from all kinds of material pollution. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So holy name is great wealth. Our Krishna prem is covered now. But simply by chanting holy name, these covered dormant Krishna prem can be revived. It gives us a gift, which matchless gift. Holy name gives us matchless gift which cannot be paid for. And it increases our love for Krishna, respect for Krishna, and it releases us from the ocean of miseries in this material world. It gives us ultimate liberation. It gives us brilliant light of knowledge. It gives us mellows by which we feel ecstasy. By this holy name, when we achieve devotion, Krishna becomes controlled by us. And Krishna, who is an ocean of mercy, he helps us to achieve him. And he helps us according to our sincerity. In this way, simply by chanting holy name sincerely, we can achieve love to Lord Sri Hari. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So holy name is a great wealth. This holy name will make us Krishna oriented. All the time we will become absorbed in the thought of Krishna. We will have great happiness simply by remembering Krishna, simply by chanting in japa and chanting together in congregational kirtan. Krishna will be attracted, and we shall attract Krishna, and Krishna will attract us. Then our intelligence will become beautiful and we will feel unlimited pleasures. Harinam, holy name is such a great wealth. Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this holy name is great wealth. Simply by chanting this holy name, we can increase our service attitude to Lord Krishna. We can increase our realization, and at last we can see Krishna face to face, and our love of Krishna will be risen. There will be an ocean of happiness, ocean of bliss. There will be waves of bliss in that ocean within our heart, which cannot be compared with anything. This is a great achievement. There will be 8 kinds of ecstatic symptom in our body, and there will be Ananda Bikar. Ananda Bikar means spiritual stages that will be realized within our mind. Holy name is such a great wealth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This holy name is such a great wealth. Living entity can achieve the kingdom of God, Krishna Loka, and he will become immortal simply by chanting this holy name. Even if you chant negligently, still the achievement is unlimited, and your heart will become fully satisfied. There will be no more hankering or lamentation. You will be overwhelmed with happiness. You will never fall down, and you will become equipoised in happiness or distress. You will never be disturbed under any circumstances, and you will be free from fear of danger, and you will taste the variety of happiness, and in your life you will feel full satisfaction. The holy name is such great wealth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. This holy name is the greatest wealth. Why we take so long time to identify it, to recognize its value? Why I am so lazy to participate in holy name in the form of chanting or congregational Sankirtan? This holy name is Lord Hari himself, Lord Krishna himself. And in this age of quarrel and hypocrisy, in this age of Kali, there is no other way except this holy name. If simply by chanting negligently we achieve so much result, what will happen if we chant with full respect, if we participate in Sankirtan with full love and devotion? It is very difficult to imagine the result, the limit of result. So our humble request is that simply accept this holy name with love and devotion. This is the only achievement in life. This is the greatest wealth of life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Those who are very sinful, very weak in spiritual life, those who are leading a rotten life, rotten in criminal activities and very sinful, even that type of people, if they chant holy name non-stop, if they chant holy name constantly, they will also become filtered and they will also become purified. Even thieves, dacoits, characterless, everybody will become purified and achieve the ultimate goal. The example is Jagai and Madhai. They got delivered simply by chanting this holy name. The example is Ajamil, who was very sinful. He also achieved Vaikuntha simply by chanting this holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So this holy name is great wealth. Even if we chant negligently, We may achieve unlimited achievement, but still, to achieve that pure love of Krishna, we need to chant without offense. We need to become pure devotee. So only with pure devotion we can achieve that ultimate goal, love of Krishna, and we can achieve Lord Krishna himself. For that we need offenseless chanting. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Two more stanzas are there, two more or three more. I think I try to finish, three more stanzas. So, my mind is a rascal. Even though holy name is the greatest wealth, my mind doesn't give importance to this holy name. My mind is a rascal. My mind wants to pass time in frivolous enjoyment, in futile, entertainment. So my mind is a rascal. He is losing the greatest chance. He cannot understand that this holy name is the greatest wealth. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So in this world, he is the richest person who has achieved this asset of holy name. Sanatana Goswami, he achieved that holy name, so he is one of the richest person. Once he achieved a tar stone, and he ignored the tar stone because he had achieved holy name. But how many of we can understand the glory of holy name? If we can really understand the glory of holy name, we will become full mad. And to become full mad is the aim of our life. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So let us be in hurry. Let us not waste time, and don't delay. Let us struggle very hard with sincerity. Let us jump in the inundation of Sankirtan. Great Sankirtan, auspicious sound of Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Let us board in the ship of holy name, holding the lotus feet of Nita and Gaur, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and Nityananda Prabhu. Let us remain in the association of sadhus, Vaishnavas, and let us together go back to Godhead, to Goloka, simply by chanting holy name, by raising our hands. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Jai world, holy name, weak ki jai. So any question or comment? Any question or comment? Thank you very much. You have a question.
Which book is that?
This is a Bengali book written by me. It's a Bengali poetry. So in Bengali it is written with rhythm. But in English I could not bring the same rhythm. Anyway, the meaning I tried to translate. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much. Granthara Srimad Bhagavatam ki, Samavata Vaishnava Bhakta Vrinda ki, Nidai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bhava.